Well, the significance of this hearing is that the House Africa Subcommittee is looking at U.S. foreign policy towards Zimbabwe. But more importantly, the House Africa Subcommittee is looking at the future of U.S. policy toward Zimbabwe. The past relationship between the United States and Zimbabwe has been, you know, very fractured, sometimes very, very tense. And I think that all parties are looking forward to identify new ways of moving into the future. For an organization like the Solidarity Center, there are a certain key set of economic and labor-related issues that we think that there's great opportunity for the United States to work with the Zimbabwe government and key stakeholders on.
The U.S. has stated that its position on Zimbabwe at the government level has not changed, and that the president, that is President Robert Mugabe, is still not adhering to the rule of law. What are your thoughts on this stance, and does it hurt or does it help?
Well, I think that the U.S. government stance is actually very accurate. I mean, one only needs to look at the number of Zimbabwean laws, the new constitution, and so forth, that are not being adhered to. And this is one of the key areas of reform that needs to be addressed by the government. And unfortunately, those in government at this particular time are much more concerned with and are engaged in very divisive, very dangerous, and destabilizing round of internal wrangling that relates to the succession issue within ZANU-PF.
With ZIDERA intact, what do you think about the future of Zimbabwe in terms of U.S.-Zimbabwe relations?
There are U.S. sanctions against Zimbabwe. Those sanctions are very targeted against certain individuals. The impact of those limited sanctions is overblown, and the government and those responsible, those key stakeholders that have some ability and influence to positively impact the direction of the country really need to focus on those responsibilities.
What could be the outcome of the deliberations at the Hill on Wednesday?
Well, I think that one of the outcomes, hopefully, will be that there'll be a new type of discussion. And so rather than the kind of, you know, bitter recriminations that we've seen between the U.S. and Zimbabwe in the past, rather than the exclusive focus on sanctions, are they harmful or not, that we can begin to look at Zimbabwe today